Once again, we're in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, page 23. Today we will be on Gimel. Yeah, Gimel. So yesterday we discussed about the minhag of the minhag that the Ramah brought down, that we only fall tachun only if there is a Sefer Torah. And so we discussed that yesterday. So Gimel is also a very interesting halacha, well-known halacha. Mechaber also says in Gimel, Ein afilas apayim b'layla. We don't fall tachnun at night. At night. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Beis Yosef that says it's based upon Kabbalah. We don't fall tachlon at night. Uvelel hashmaros, noahagim lipol al paneim, shukar v'luyom. How about in slichos time? Oh, slichos time, especially in this shul, you know, with the earliest minyan. So it's still night outside a lot of times. The Mechaber says, that's okay, because it's closed today. It's close today. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Elia Rabba. So where's the divine line? Where's close to? Where's close to? So the Elia Rabba, the Mishnah Berurah says, after Chatzos, after midnight. After Halachic midnight. So then that would already, we would be lenient. Now we know we do this on the first night of Slichos. The first night of Slichos, you know, we say Slichos after midnight. We say Slichos, and we say Hal Tachlin. Right, so how can you do that? Answer is close. So it's after midnight. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, let's go back to the first part. First part is that we don't fall tachlon at night. So let's go the other way. When does night begin? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's bein hashmashos, that if it's twilight, so then it's okay. So, you know, that's a very, like as far as Shabbos and everything else is concerned, like every other area of halacha, twilight is the twilight zone. So, in other words, how late do you want to go? You know, some people as far as Shabbos, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes, you know, however you're going to figure that when is it night? 90 minutes, when is night? So the Mishnah Berurah says again that if it's in twilight, that would be okay. That would still be all right. That would be okay. Now, but the question is, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss this. How late, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Vein Hashmoshos Shel Laila Noagim Lipol, that if it's Vein Hashmoshos, if it's the twilight zone, it's okay. Question is, how late is that? So there you get different opinions. Now, in some Sfarim, it brings out that there's a minhag that they don't say Tachlona already, once it gets sunset, right away, boom. Even though it's a twilight zone, they won't say Tachlona. Now, in Shul, here, we're nohag that usually about 10 minutes after. That's as late as we would go. Because some postman, Ramosha, held 10 minutes for other halachas would be the and would be the latest you could go. So that's generally what we use here in on Shemitz, 10 minutes after Shkia. After that, we want. Now the issue is like this, and it happens once in a while, something gets pretty close. Let's say on a fast day, so you know, the mincha is a little longer, and you have to say a v'yom al-kenon, and there's laying the maftir, and there's this, and there's that, and mincha is a little longer, so and you have to say a v'yom al-kenon, now you have to say tachnun, before nighttime. So what do you do in that case? So Mishnah Berurah says that if it's getting late, whatever you consider late, if it's really getting late, so what do? You skip Avinu Malkeinu. You skip Avinu Malkeinu in order to fall tachlin so it's not too late. I don't think we've had to do that. Sometimes I've been watching the clock a lot, but Again, that would be an issue. If Avinu Malkeinu would get in the way, we would potentially skip Avinu Malkeinu in order to get Tachlin in on time.
Can
you
switch it?
No, once it's gone, it's gone. Okay, now we're going to do Dal very quickly. You're probably aware of this halacha. Dal, Nagush Lulipal Panem, Lobabes Ovel, Lobabes Lachasim. The second one's good, so it should happen. The cust, again, be very careful in the words of the Machaber. Machaber says it's a custom that we don't fall Tachnun, not in Rachman Slan, a house of an Ovel, and Mirza Hashem by Elbas, and not in a house of a Chasim. Leave the jokes aside. Below, next page, Biyom Hamila. Bebeis HaKnes is Biyom Hamila. And not in a shul on a day where there's a Mila, where there's a Bris. Below, Keshiyesh Sham Chasim. And not in a shul where there is a Chasim. Okay. So, obviously, in Meretz Hashem after Shabbos, we're going to have to get into this. Imagine the problems. There's, questions all over here. Obviously, let's take the bris case. We'll rather end off in a nice thing. Okay, there's a bris. So let's say a classic example is here. Let's say in Meretz Hashem, there's a bris here. So there's going to be a bris. Let's say summertime. It's going to be after the third minion. Maybe 9 o'clock, let's say. So at 5:45, minion's davening here at 5:45 in the morning, right? So get to Tachlin. I don't know what time they get to Tachlin. 6:15, 6:20, whatever time, 6:25, whatever time they get to Tachlin. Bris is, long way away. And how many people are going to attend the bris from the, they're going to already in Irvine by the time the bris starts. So the Machaber says, Voloba Beis Knesses Biyom Milo, not in a shul on the day there's a bris. I don't know, let's say the bris will be, we don't do that, right? We have brisim in the morning. But let's say, it could happen. There's a bris in the afternoon. Let's say that case. So the whole morning minyan would be wiped out of the tachlin? Right? Okay, we'll see. We'll discuss that. We'll have to get into that. See about that. Discuss that later.